Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You want to find out how the Niners are 6-3?
I would love to.
Would you like to?
Can we?
Can we move on?
Let's do it.
All right. We've all asked that question. How the hell are the Niners 6-3? And then my partner over here, he went and found out.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Tell us how they're 6-3.
Well, I pinpointed it. And as you know, Mark, and for those of you in the audience on YouTube, you can see I've got right now 9 pieces of paper in front of me. I look at every game, not once, not twice, but thrice. And I've highlighted 10 plays that would tell you why the 49ers are, in fact, 6-3. And we go back to week 1 against Seattle. And it happened in an inexplicable way in the fourth quarter, with Brock Purdy throwing to who?
He swung down into the end zone, wasn't open. Purdy keeping it alive. Brock Purdy lofts one. It is Tonjes! Touchdown, San Francisco! Jake Tonjes, who had never caught a pass in the NFL, has caught 3 today, including the go-ahead touchdown with 1:34 left.
Wow! That's courtesy Fox. And dude, that says it all, right?
When he first said Tonjes, I thought it was like a verb. Like, I mean, he was just like,
Who are you?
He throws it and it's Tonjes, as if it like had caught a disease as it was flying through the air. Oh, damn it. It thing caught Tonjes as it was going through the air.
Yeah.
But it was a person, not a person that I knew. But we know him now,
right.
And the Niners had the lead.
They had the lead, but it wasn't over. Jackson Smith and Jigba for 11. Stout with a nice pass breakup, but JSN goes for 41 over Renardo Green. Hello, Seattle, you're in the red zone. 2nd and 4 at the 8. Oh, no. They're gonna find a way to win this game, aren't they?
Kubiak, first game as the OC here. Sends in a call for 2nd and 4. Darnold. Seahawks.
No, not Darnold.
Right? That's a 4.
Sorry,
I
know you.
No, come on.
No.
No, you nailed it. Remember him? Nick Bosa?
I do. He used to play for the Niners.
Sack, fumble, recovery, shrug, game over. Niners win. But those are the 2 plays that got them to 1-0 mark in week 1.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I had somebody who literally works for the San Francisco 49ers say to me, 4 days later over coffee, we had no business winning that game. No business winning that game. But they did, and that's part of how they've gotten to 6-3 because somehow they got to 1-0.
Yeah, they got to 1-0, and then unfortunately in the next game, Brock out, Mac in, and you take on New Orleans, second straight road game, and they were kind of in a little bit of a scuffle until the fourth quarter.
I was expecting nothing, Dibs.
Yes, I was expecting Mac Jones to be good enough, and you got to the fourth quarter, and well, he turned out to be good enough on this play.
Yep, no doubt about that as they find Jennings running free. Juwan Jennings going to take it in for a San Francisco touchdown. 42 yards from Jones to Jennings for six.
Yep. For six, and that put him up by 12, but nothing's that easy, Zaza Pachulia, nothing easy. The Saints would score, the Niners punt, New Orleans punts, the Niners punt, and then New Orleans gets the ball back, and you know what, Mark?
Only down by five.
Right, with the ball, and they were creeping toward the 50, and then this happened.
A first down, and the Saints' hopes continue. Fourth and two, pressure coming, ball is out, loose on the turf, diving for it. Is Ruiz, but it will not matter. Turnover on downs, and the San Francisco 49ers are going to get a road win in New Orleans.
You want to see an amazing pass rush, and it's not Nick Bosa that has it. It's Bryce Huff.
Bryce Huff, welcome to the team.
Yeah.
And you're bringing back good memories because we watched that one with the whole fam up in Tahoe. We went up there to see a concert. We're at Mick P's. Y'all should check out, I'm not being paid for this, Mick P's is right there on the corner on State Line, right across the street from Harvey's and Harris. It, man, this is one of the biggest sports bars. It's got like 1,000 TVs in there and good French fries. Go Bryce Huff.
That's awesome, and Bryce Huff coming back, so that's kind of a nice warm memory. The Niners get to 2-0, and then they take on Arizona, and as you would expect, divisional game, dogfight, Arizona scores. Late third, early fourth to tie the game, and you're thinking, oh boy, all right, this is the one that they're probably going to have to give up, and then unfortunately, you had that hold.
The
Dominic
safety.
Pooney.
Yes, the safety. That's when it fell over for the Niners.
3:15 to go. You're down 15-13. Calais Campbell, how old are you, bro? Like
39, I think.
You're Al Horford's uncle,
yeah, he,
I think.
He's still producing, though.
Super old. So, yep. All right, Arizona, all you have to do is get a first down, and you win. That'd be a bummer. And then 3rd and 9, you decide to throw it, and they threw it, and the Niners were up to it.
They are going to throw it. Murray wants it all, and it is incomplete. Zay Jones could not hold on, and Upton Stout, the rookie, delivers the blow. Fourth down.
I'll never forget Upton
Courtesy
Stout.
Fox as
yep,
well.
Courtesy Fox. Upton Stout was one of the players where we got to hear the phone call when he was drafted. Now, I think half the players in the league do this, but it just stuck in my mind because it's proven to be true. He kept saying to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, sir, you just got yourself a dog. You just got yourself a dog. And you know what? He was right. This kid is undersized. He's not always in the right place as a rookie, but he is a scrappy little player out there in the defensive backfield, and no play for him this year has been bigger than that one.
That was huge, and then Arizona punts. It's a touchback. Niners get it at the 20. They work their way, thanks to, in part, a CMC screen. They work it all the way down to the 16-yard line, and Eddie Pinero, and you win 16-15. A loss against Jacksonville. You're 3-1, but there's brighter days ahead.
And by the way, tip of the cap to Marvin Harrison Jr. You didn't make the list, but you should have, because you had two non-plays that helped the Niners win that game against the Cardinals. Dude, if you're going to come after Troy Franklin, I'm going to come after Marvin Harrison Jr. Dude, you dropped the ball. But we won't drop the ball. We're going to remind you that you're listening.
Time for the legal.
Thank you. 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Don't forget, this is a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Now, back to my partner, D. Dan Dibley.
How the hell are the Niners 6-3? Well, we get you now to week 5, where they were 3-1. It's a double short week. You're going to L.A., you're 8.5-point dogs. Nobody thought that you could win the game, but pop, pop, you take the lead. You're up 14-0, and then things got a little bit sideways. L.A.'s pretty good, and then it came down to one big play on the goal line where L.A. was trying to seize control of the football game.
67 seconds. Williams, can he get in? They signal that he, with the ball coming out, and it goes the other way, and the call is a fumble in San Francisco ball. Wow! That is unbelievable.
Al Michaels on Amazon
on
with
Prime,
the
yep.
passionate call.
Take it easy.
I love Al Michaels.
You couldn't see a damn thing. It was a sea of humanity.
Nor could any of us
exactly.
until people started diving. It was a Collins punch out at the goal line. Niners recover. Up 3. Yeah. Niners win, right?
For my money, play of the year. Certainly on defense. This was the play of the year. Alfred Collins, who not only punched that thing out at the one-inch line, he literally punched it out. He got a little bit of Kyron Williams' head also on his way for the ball. This was an unbelievable play, and the only reason we knew it was a fumble is because all the 49er players immediately started punching the other direction. He got the recovery, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
He
yes,
got
he
the
did.
Punch and the fumble. Very nice play, Alfred Collins, rookie.
Yeah, and the Niners are stuck at their own one. They ran it 3 timeouts by L.A. They punted. L.A. gets a field goal to force overtime, and the Niners get the toss, and they march down, and they use a lot of clock in overtime, and then good old Eddie Pinheiro, so reliable. There's no doubt this was going in.
So here comes Pinheiro. This is going to be a 41-yard attempt. He's made 3 of 3 tonight, and this one is off the upright and through. He doinks one for the lead.
Oh, a game of inches.
Thank you, Herb Herbstreit.
Herbie.
Getting in there on Amazon Prime. No better sound when it does still make its way through than boom.
Totally.
Well, that's his worst kick of the year as far as the field goal is concerned.
But it counts
but
for 3.
But it went in. Yep.
And back in the day, that's game over. But now it's Montessori football. Everybody needs to have a turn. You get a turn, and you get a turn. All right, L.A., you get a turn. They drive down to the 11-yard line. They kick a field goal, and it's tied, and we play more football. But,
no, wait.
Sean McVegas, we're going to go for it, aren't we?
On the ground. Does he make it? It doesn't look like it. Now the ball is out. When did it come out? The 49ers think they have stopped him short. They're already on the field. They're already celebrating. And that could be Marquise Siegel, the rookie, who's involved in that one, and Stafford can only come to the sideline and go, I can't believe it. What an ending.
What a job by so many different individuals led by Kyle Shanahan.
That, of course, was back, remember, way back when we thought Marquise Siegel was good.
Yep.
That was a huge play for the 49er defense. And again, you're bringing back good memories. We took this one in at Sam's Tavern right here in the FiDi, and the whole bar starts screaming, being egged on by the employees, by the way. Beat L.A.! Beat L.A.! The whole bar's going crazy. Nobody could believe that the Niners had just won that game.
Yeah, and they get to 4-1 at that point, and you're starting to think, wow, they're doing it crazily. How are they 4-1? Well, how are they 6-3? We skip ahead. They go out and they lose the next game to Tampa. Fine, Tampa's really good. You're 4-2. Then you take on Atlanta, and many of us were thinking, okay, Niners, you're probably ready to regress to the mean. And yet, the Niners at 4-2, couple of big plays in that second half, including this one. When Atlanta has the ball and Atlanta's threatening to take the lead, they go for it on 4th-and-1.
Throw it. Penix. Incomplete. Trying to get it to London. Chase Lucas playing the slot tonight for the injured Upton Stout.
They continue to make plays, all these young players and reserves for the Niners.
Big time. They were up 13-10 with 8 minutes to go. Atlanta's on the 35. They didn't want to kick it to tie it, and they've had kicker issues. So,
oh, my God, they still are.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They went for it. Lucas with the PBU. Niners get the ball back, go down and score a touchdown. They win yet another game.
Yeah, indeed. Chase Lucas making a name for himself there. Michael Penix, so much not. That was but the last time where I thought, hey, this 49er defense, as haggard as it is, I thought that was a great performance that night. Obviously, things have gone a different way with additional injuries since then. But that was the night when I believe the Niners at the time got to 5-2 in that game against Atlanta, where optimism was...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Brimming. Over the top.
Yeah, I mean, optimism was brimming, and then you go out the next week, and you lose to Houston. And you're thinking, okay, just when we want to put faith in you, you lose to Houston, and then you go to New York, and you're thinking, man, that turf is a nightmare, and you still don't have Brock Purdy, and your defense is depleted. Who are you going to rely on? And, well, the man goes by three consonants. Two of them are the same. A couple of C's and an M in the middle. And when you needed somebody to put the thing to sleep, it was Christian McCaffrey.
Third and goal, McCaffrey. With a block by McKivitz and a block in there by Pooney. Touchdown. Another one. Second today for McCaffrey.
Another one.
16th career game of one or more rushing touchdowns and one or more receiving touchdowns. Now the most all time. He's got 16 games like this. And he broke the tie with Marshall Faulk, who had 15.
A weird observation. That's Kevin Harlan on CBS.
Right between the tackles. Well,
exactly. I have a weird observation. The national games, the guys say less. Have you noticed this? I mean, these are all TV calls.
Yep.
Kevin Harlan right between, and it's CMC, and here we go, and 3 yards, and the net is 30, and all of the stuff. And same thing with Adam Amin and some of the other broadcasters we heard from there. But listen to Tirico and Al Michaels. Tirico's just like, Penix, outside. Broken up. That's it. That's the end of the call.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. There's something about the gravity of those national night games where the guys are they're a little bit quieter.
Yeah, economy of words. Yep. And I wanted to pull that play not because it was so consequential, but I was thinking about that drive. And you get the ball back, and you're up 27-17 with 8 minutes to go. It's time to win it. McCaffrey for one. McCaffrey a catch for 39. McCaffrey for 5, and he got tripped. McCaffrey for 3. Mac Jones with a scramble. McCaffrey for 3. You see a theme here.
Yes.
And I know that everybody wanted him out the next time they got the ball back, where It was McCaffrey for 5, McCaffrey for 4. I'm with you. But beyond that, when you need to win games, you've got the ultimate closer, and it's Christian McCaffrey. And that, my friends, is why you're 6-3.
Great stuff, dude. Great stuff. It's fun to kind of go through and remember some of these things. Some of those moments felt like yesterday. Some of them feel like 3 seasons ago.
Tonjes?
Honestly, the Tonjes catch, yeah. You're like, no, that week one, what are you talking about?
That was
in 2018 that they threw that pass. But it does go to show, and maybe most NFL seasons are like this, certainly by teams that aren't dominant. I think we could do this with a lot of games. But the 49ers being at 6-3, you just took us through 10 plays. There's probably a smattering more, but not really that many more, where if just this goes that way or this, I'm not even kidding. The Niners could be 1-8 this year. With a couple things being different, they could be 1-8. And I don't say that to throw, rain on anyone's parade. I say that to credit the players who have been out there who have made the plays, and they've made this season fun so far in the midst of a ton of adversity, and who knows where it's going to go next. But it also, I think, is a reality. How sustainable is it? I don't know. And is it worth your highest level of investment if you're the organization? They believe no. They believe no. And they're probably right. The most optimistic Niner fan I know doesn't believe that this, even if it goes well, they could win this weekend. And I don't think people believe that this is a Super Bowl season.
Right. I think if you asked, honestly, Niner fans whether or not they would win a playoff game or more, like if you put the over-under at playoff wins at 0.5
and a half,
or 0.9 playoff wins, whatever, will they win a playoff game?
I would take the under.
Yeah, I think that most fans would be split. Yeah. I think that most fans would look at this and go, yeah, 6-3, still some winnable games left, and an NFC that is not really middle-heavy, it's top-heavy, it's bottom-weak. They'll make the playoffs, but can they go on the road and beat Philly, Tampa, Green Bay, whoever you want to put in there? I think most fans would think no.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably where the smart money is.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.